Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We have Michelle.
Michelle Newton.
Michelle Newton, she's going to tell us all about the Daisy Ring Bus.
So good afternoon, Michelle.
Good afternoon. How lovely to be here.
Now, for a change, you're not going to be talking about food or nutrition or anything like that. You'll be talking about the Daisy Ring Bus. What's happening there?
Oh, my gosh, Kelvin. Just to for people that might not be up to speed with it, we took over the, from Wessex Cancer Support from Southampton at the beginning of August, I think it was. And that has been absolutely amazing. We carried in 1 month 500 patients. So we're pretty busy.
So the Daisy Ring Bus exists to give people who've got treatment requirements at Southampton Hospital, is it? Who are coming from the island and from other parts of the country that come by sea, is that correct?
Yeah, it's our lovely islanders mainly from the Isle of Wight that we pick up from the Red Jet or from the car ferry, and we transport them, patients with cancer, transport them and take them to Southampton General for their treatment.
For chemo and things like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So
I take it you bring them back again?
We do bring them back again.
You just abandon them in Southampton. Now, this was run by Wessex Cancer, but the funding was stopped. Not by Wessex Cancer, but by the funders of it, weren't they?
It's really complicated. Jersey had been looking after our island people for many years, and in February they said that it just wasn't viable because actually, fortunately, they had a drop in numbers of patients with cancer in Jersey.
That's
good.
Yeah.
That's good news. But we couldn't see the service finish. It was not going to happen.
So what did you do? What did you do? What did you get up to?
What did we get up to? Don't ever sit on your sofa on a Wednesday evening and relax and look at the county press and think, oh, gosh, all the headlines. Because I saw the headline that said it was closing, it was finishing. And I decided that evening that it wasn't. It was not an option.
Yeah.
So I started a campaign that evening. And by Friday, it was really well underway. And so we formed the Daisy Ring Bus CIC, Community Information.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Community Interest Company, sorry.
Yeah.
And I started that off very, 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 very quickly. We didn't want any interruption in service for these patients. I think we had 2 weeks. So we got hold of, we hired a local in Southampton, a Zella coach, and they looked after us for 7 weeks till we got our own bus.
Mm-hmm.
And we formed the CIC. We have five directors.
Yeah.
Lovely, lovely people. We've got Chris, who is Prime Hire.
Yes.
You know, Prime Van
Hire.
I know
Chris quite well, yeah.
And Director of Island Observer. We've got lovely Josh Harris, Director of White Coaches. We've got Sophia, Director of Coloco Marketing. She does all our PR and our website and everything. And Steve is an accountant. And And every time I talk about him, I just thank goodness that he came into our lives. We've got lovely Rex Goldsmith, and he has just celebrated his 80th birthday.
All right.
But he's amazing. He's our volunteer expert, and he does all the recruiting of our voluntary drivers. It's islanders looking after islanders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He recruits them. He inducts them. He trains them. He does the timetables. He sorts out the routes. He keeps everything on the road, literally.
Brilliant.
He's a pretty outstanding being. Yeah.
So you raised funds?
The island have been beyond amazing. Everybody's got behind it. And the generosity of people, it's been overwhelming at times, absolutely overwhelming, which is very fortunate because we are now taking over the Portsmouth route as well.
All right.
So from the 5th of January, the Daisy Ring Bus CIC will be transporting patients with cancer from Portsmouth, you know, from the island going into Portsmouth.
Right. And so there's two buses.
Yeah, we have two. We have an empire. We have two buses. And that's exciting because we're also going to be working with Whitelink as well to give patients the option. Hover Travel are fantastic and they're very, very good with the patients. But sometimes the hover doesn't suit everybody.
Yep.
So we've liaised with Whitelink as well. And we'll be picking them up from the station steps because I would not allow the thought of a patient coming off the fast cat and walking all the way down to the hard. So there's been lots of negotiation there. And we can collect them from the train station steps.
It's quite a long
steps.
Way, isn't it?
Yeah, so, yeah it's too long, Maggie. Some, you know, these are not well people.
Yes.
So that is starting on the 5th of January. And it means that in essence, that we will be carrying every patient with cancer from the Isle of Wight to their treatment on the mainland.
Brilliant.
It's quite an undertaking, but we are passionate.
Yes.
Yeah, we are passionate.
So are you still fundraising to keep it going?
Absolutely. Yeah, we sure are.
So how can people donate, should they wish?
Oh, Maggie, bless you. We've got a Facebook site, but not everybody's on Facebook. We've got a website, which is daisyringbus.org.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There are various events going on all over the place. And they can buy Vax, or through the website, or we've got a Just Giving page still up.
Yeah.
Yeah, still going strong.
So you're going to need continuous funding with this, aren't you?
Yes, we are, Kelvin, because it's not something... We wanted to secure the service. That when I started this, it was I vowed that this would never, ever happen again.
Yeah.
Because we see already we've had a two-week gap between Wessex Cancer Support finishing and us taking over. And it breaks my heart to see people, oh, can we share a taxi? How are we going to get to hospital? And that will never, ever, ever happen again while there's breath in my body and those of my directors and Rex as well, because they've got enough to worry about. They shouldn't be worried about paying £35 for a return taxi or hopping on a bus, which they said they could do. You know, that
it's
involves
not that
a change.
Easy, is
no,
it?
It's not.
No.
And it's cold and it's miserable and no, absolutely not.
And as you say, it's a long walk along the Hard, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So if people just Google Daisy Ring Bus, and I make the point it's Daisy Ring Bus, not the old Daisy Bus thing.
Yeah, thanks, Calvin. Yes, Daisy Ring Bus.
They'll find all the details they'll need on there and they can donate money or look at the website or offer help.
Yeah, it's help because we're always looking for volunteer drivers because it's Islanders looking after Islanders. We have the most amazing bank of voluntary drivers who give up their time. They travel over quite early in the morning and they just bring sunshine to the people because it's not just about somebody hopping on a bus or on our bus.
No.
It's about being greeted and feeling that they're valued and they're looked after. And these drivers are absolutely superb.
So they can find out a lot more on your website and things like that about how what's involved in volunteering as a driver.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent.
It's all about looking after people, because that's what we need to do these days.
Well, what I'll say to you, if you've got events coming up, if you look at our website, there's an events page. You can add events to it and they get plugged for nothing.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
And it goes on our website. If you go to vectisradio.com and click on events, there's a button there. When you look at it, it says add event. Just put it in, put all the details in, submit it, and it'll get to one of the admins, one of which is me.
Oh, thank
so,
you.
It'll get approved. And
we might let her do it. Yeah.
and then not only is it on our website for everyone to see, but our presenters will plug it from there. So any fundraising you're doing, any event like that, stick it on the Vectis Radio website and we'll sort that out for you, not a problem.
Oh, Calvin, that's fantastic. And if I can just please say, on the 5th of January, when we take over the Portsmouth route, watch out for a single that we're releasing, please.
All right, yes.
Yes.
Because it has been sung by my daughter, Anna. She and it's a little bit of a tearjerker, that's all I'll say.
Okay.
And it is done from the heart and on behalf of all of us looking after people with cancer to get them safely off the island to their destination.
So that one, we can play that for you, not a problem at all.
Thank you, Kelvin.
Your daughter lives on the island, doesn't she?
She does live
on
the island.
So it's local music, you see, not a problem at all.
Yeah.
And it's a fundraiser, so it ticks several boxes all in one go, that one.
It's all about our lovely island people.
Yes. Thank you for that, and thank you for what you've done. I mean, that's a lot of work, and it's taken a lot of energy out of you, I know. You've made a massive difference to a lot of people's lives.
Thank you.
And that's down to you sitting there we're thinking this is a daft idea.
She's a determined woman and she's going to do it.
Yes. Yeah. So well done.
Our motto is we can do this. That's the motto of our CIC. Anything that comes up, we can do this because we jolly well can.
If we can help you anywhere at Vectis Radio, please let us know.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
No problem at all.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.